No disgrace right there. A little bit of intro music. Thank you, Brian. WMFO Medford, it's 3 past the hour, 4 o'clock. It's time for Acoustic Ceiling. You ready, folks? We're going to start the show off with some acoustic music. Then we'll smash through the acoustic ceiling and we'll play everything above and beyond the acoustic ceiling. So check this out. Hold on, folks, 1 second. I'll get this playing for you.
Yeah, you. It's me, your heart. Listen to me. We've got to talk. High blood pressure is serious, and yours? Whoa. What happened to us? We used to be so much more active. But lately, you've been ignoring me. I know you think I'm just going to keep ticking away forever, but you're wrong. You can do so much more to control your high blood pressure. Doing the minimum isn't doing enough. I'm under a lot of pressure and can quit whenever I want. Bet you didn't know that. But I like my job. Just treat me better. Check on me. Give me something green to nibble on every once in a while. And maybe we can do some exercise on occasion. Let's get to it. After all, we're in this together.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at DoIHavePrediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit DoIHavePrediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
And you folks here, your friends here at WMFO in Medford, and I'm Vin Magazzini. If you want to hear something, call me at 855-915-9636. This is Acoustic Ceiling. And welcome to WMFO in Medford. We're going to start off the show with acoustic music and then go into electric music. We'll go above and beyond the acoustic ceiling. This is WMFO in Medford.
I don't want a pickle. Just want to ride on my motorcycle. Tickle, 'cause I'd rather ride on my motorcycle. And I don't wanna die, just wanna ride on my motorcycle. Oh, it was late last night, the other day, I thought I'd go up and up and I saw Ray. There was only one thing Ray could say was, I don't want a pickle. I just want to ride on the motorcycle. And I don't want a tickle. I'd rather ride on my motorcycle. And I week I was on my bike, running to a friend named Mike, running to a friend named Mike. Mike no longer has a bike, he cries, I don't want a pickle, I just want to ride my motorcycle.
parachutes leave what remains. Find the courage to jump out of the plane, but I can't chase freedom. I'm never fast enough. So I sat still. And then it could catch up. So I'm breathing in, I'm letting go, pretending I'd forgotten and remembering I knew. It took me all this time to see it was the Buddha who carried me.
Was the Buddha carrying me? That's Lara Hershkovich from her CD Misfit. This is Vin Magazzini. This is Acoustic Sailing. I'll be telling you all the songs I played at the very end of the program, but I'll let you know some here and there, so don't give up hope. So this is WMFO, like I said, and I'm on every Saturday from 4 to 5, and thanks everyone for helping out and making the donation drive a giant success. If you want to send more money, you can do it. You can send it to P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, Tufts University, care of WMFO. And guess what, folks? It's time to smash through the Acoustic Sailing. And what better way than with our friend? We're featuring a little bit of Arlo Guthrie. It's a song you probably haven't heard in quite a long time. It's Arlo Guthrie, and it's the other side of Acoustic Sailing.
Coming in from London, from over the pole, flying in a big airliner, chicken flying everywhere around the plane. Could we ever feel much finer? Coming into Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys. Don't touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs. Oh,
never learned why meteors would fall. I only found in schools that were so worn and tall. If anyone can cry, then so can I. I read books and draw life from the eye. All my life is drawings from the eye. Tell me, Gracie, how does it feel? Your mission bells were wrought by ancient men. The roots were formed by twisted roots. Your roots were twisted then. I was reborn before all life could die. The phoenix bird will leave this world to fly. If the phoenix bird can fly, then so can I.
That's Arlo Guthrie doing the Beatles song, I Just Seen a Face, from his album One Night. And before that was Gray Seal by Elton John. That's from his Rear Masters release. And there was a great version of it, I believe. I really enjoyed hearing that stripped-down version of it. It was Paul Buckmaster on orchestration. And, of course, that was written by Elton John and Bernie Taupin. And the liner notes are kind of fun. They say Bernie, he doesn't know what Gray Seal's about, but he writes that. He said, I don't know what it's about, but I love the images. And the quote is, I hadn't a clue what I was writing about. It was Just Images. WMFO in Medford, and here's some wonderful music. Some more. This one is called Planes. It's also by Elton John and Bernie Taupin, and check it out.
Jesse, I'd like to be one of those men upon the screen, with an elegant lady and a cafe in Paris, serving Pernod and Kahlua with cream. You can see it, I know. All the doors have been closed in my face, and the drinks at the Casbah were a mile or more from this place. And oh, Jesse, won't you look at the planes, tell me. Capital G in the name of the game, and the runway as a whole for my super airplane. And oh, won't you look at the plane riding down the skyway. Jesse, ain't those wings just fine?
Addict in anything I do, yeah. Whether it's I do things to excess in everything, and I will admit that. I mean, I would love to be a minimalist, and I look in magazines and I see minimalist homes and I think, oh, this is so great. This is so, it's aesthetically so beautiful, but I just can't. But I really admire people who can.
But that's maybe
just, I'm just trying to be who I am. I'm just trying to say, well, you know, this is who I am, and I can't be everything that I can't, you know, I can't be a minimalist, but it's okay. I love minimalism and I love to look at it, but that's not me. I'll just be who I am.
But maybe this is pop. kitchen door. You better not, little man. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again.
Capri.
Remember Club Capri? And the other song
you played the Capri.
I played all of them.
No, no, with Ori and Brian.
That's what it was, Capri. It was, huh?
That's where it was. That's yeah. Capri. That's where you played with Brian and Ori.
Because he had a swing.
I'm not sure that that was. Maybe I'm wrong, but let me just ask you this question. Some people would think that in some of these pieces, you're putting the music down.
Putting someone on. No.
But you're not doing that.
No,
right?
Man. No, man.
I think we should make it very clear.
I'm not trying to play no game with you, man. This is my book. This thing here is very much like my book. There's certain things standing out that I can pinpoint now. And I say, well, I don't even want the public to see this. And everything here is what I want to see. We have some things we threw away.
Yes, that's right.
Everything here is things that are close to me. Some things weren't, man. And
actually, this session, unless I'm mistaken, this session was not really carefully planned as some of your other albums were planned. I mean, you came and...
Well, we played.
Right? I mean, you played and you sang things as they occurred to you.
It was very natural.
You hadn't rehearsed those lyrics and so on.
No, I had no idea. No.
It was really, you were improvising the words along with everything. Yeah.
I spoke to Jerry, he's going to hear a word.
Okay.
Mr. Moran, for you on the studio line.
On the studio line? Okay.
Yes. That's what's
wrong. Wait,
yeah.
Not finished.
Yeah, okay.
There are
some things I want to. Okay, I'm going to still be talking about that one, though. I keep talking to him while he's going to close the door, man. Right.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
How could I put down the kind of thing I was singing on Devil Woman or Ecclesiastics when this is everything that's in my life? Fats is in my life, and jazz or whatever music you want to call it. Or I wouldn't be playing. It's the music that he was responsible for that creates my living. And Ecclesiastic is a bastardization of the word Ecclesiastics. And I, as I said, you just announced it, it's still my identity is trying to be accepted by my own people as a black man. The whole struggle, the whole truth in this record of what I think good of myself and bad of myself is in this one record here. So if it's insincere, then I'm not alive, because
The great Charles Mingus there, and that's his Better Get It In Your Soul from his Mingus Ahum on WMFO in Medford. That's going out to Chuck in Medford. I'm glad you're listening, and this is WMFO in Medford, and every Saturday morning start your day off with Mike on the Mic, and then it's Something About the Women, and then it's Brian Young in Crash Course for the Ravers. And then it's my show, Acoustic Ceiling, every Saturday from 4 until 5 o'clock. And yes, you can be part of the show. Just call 855-915-9636. After me, from 5 to 6, it's Michelle Stevens and her posse. Her posse's name is David? Yes. And other wonderful people all there for you. This is WMFO in Medford, and we're going to change up the sound a little bit. I hope you like this one. This is a little bit different from Mingus, but it's wonderful. Check it out.
In the chilly hours and minutes of uncertainty,
in Medford. I love that version of Catch the Wind. Of course, that's the Donovan song, Catch the Wind, performed by Lemon Flower. You can find that on YouTube. It's a great, great version. And this is WMFO in Medford, and now it's the rundown of all the tracks you have heard. We started today's show off way, way, way back with Arlo Guthrie. We heard the motorcycle song from Alice's Restaurant. It's November. I always think about Alice's Restaurant in November. Then we heard Lara Hershkovich giving us Buddha on My Back from Misfit. She sounds so much like Amy Ray in that song. And then there was Arlo Guthrie again with Coming Into Los Angeles from Running Down the Road. Elton John gave us Grayscale from Rare Masters. Then there was another Arlo Guthrie with I've Just Seen a Face from One Night, and our friend Elton John with Planes from Rare Masters also. We heard a couple versions of Werewolves of London, and it was sort of a mess there. It was a little bit of Grateful Dead. It was a little bit of Adam Sandler, believe it or not. Then it was the Cramps with I Was a Teenage Werewolf from It's Fun to Be a Monster. Then we heard two tracks from Mingus Mom, or I should say Mingus We heard Charles Mingus's wonderful Fables of Phobos, and also his Better Get It In Your Soul. Better Get It In Your Soul. And we heard a little bit of an interview by Charles Mingus from 1962. And then Lemon Flower ended the program with Catch the Wind. And again, you can find her on YouTube. She's very talented and seems like a very, very nice person. This is WMFO. Thank you for listening. Stick around for stick around for Michelle Stevens and David. And with Dancers Have Your Duty, or something like that. She changes the name of the show every week. So this is WMFO in Medford. Stick around for Michelle Stevens and David, and have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. This is WMFO in Medford. Don't forget to vote. David and Michelle will make music great again, and please don't forget to vote. WMFO in Medford.
Not long ago, and yet the image is so vague, I hesitate to label it a memory. There was a show of local color, and I felt astray, 'cause I had nothing to offer but insufficiency. You know that it's a bitch when you learn to scratch that itch of blatant fallibility. Sooner to some, but eventually all gets pointed in the same direction, while the human masses and their vague conceptions obliterate each other with impunity. And you wonder what's in this for.